You know what a cooter was?
Yeah, cooter. I guess that's what a cooter is. The one that doesn't go into the water.
The kind of insects that would fly around the light at night and try to fly into it, flap their wings. Mm-hmm. What are those? Mm-hmm. You call them?
At night?
Yeah. Fly around the light at night. I'm sure you
light. Oh my goodness, light bugs. And we have lightning bugs, you know, that make the light, because this grandson of mine, I've gotten out there in late in the evening and caught them for him, put them in the jaw. That's right. I don't think so.
You don't. Somebody told me there was a...
Maybe there is. I've never heard.
Sheriff Law or something was hotel.
Well, maybe so.
Was there one?
Yes, it used to be, but I don't think... I didn't know... Well, I don't know much about, you know, going... Did you find a place? Pardon me.
I went to Greenville last night.
Oh, my goodness.
I had to try to follow the Greenville. I might ask... I'm Sheriff Law. Okay, the insect that would eat your clothes up?
Moths?
Yeah. You had to put what?
Mothballs out. Yeah. Well, be very careful with them, because that was what you did years ago. Now you can send them to clean them, have them put in mothproof bags. But you didn't have those. That cleaner to come by your door and pick them up out in the country, you know. And you had to be very careful with them.
This kind of thing you see around the water, kind of darting around like that, it had big eyes and a long, thin body and transparent wings. You know, when folks saw it, they thought there was a snake nearby. You know what that insect was? You know what a snake doctor was?
Oh, snake doctor, yes. That's...
Or a devil's... Boy. Do you have other names for that?
A devil's horse.
Okay. The kind of stinging
that insect. Now, you said an animal. That really comes under the bug classification, doesn't it? Did you say insect? Pardon me.
Okay. The kind of stinging insects, bugs, you know about.
Well, wasps, bees, yellow jackets.
Now the wasps you had, what about the ones that would build a house on out of mud?
Dead dogs? No, they don't stink.
Yeah.
Not supposed to.
And when you're walking through the woods, these things will make you scratch and raise big welts on you.
Mosquitoes?
Or
red bugs?
Mm-hmm. And these hop through the grass, merrily eating your tomatoes?
Yes, they eat my chrysanthemums down there, grasshoppers.
Now, when your husband would catch small fish to use for bait, those were?
Minnows.
Okay. Or, if you hadn't cleaned in your house for a while, you might look up in the corner and you'd see...
Dirt diving nests. I mean, not dirt diving nests. Spider webs.
Okay.
Or you can see it now if you don't watch.
Out in the yard, you might run across them.
That's strange, too. You'd walk through the yard, you know, and they built them at night, and you walk and catch them in your face.
Yes,
now, yeah, I hadn't noticed that in the last few months, but I know I walked out that night, you know, going over the house or something, right there by the swing, there would be
a
spider web.
Okay.
Walk into it, and it, you know, just hit you, know what it was. Just
did you ever remember old time remedies people would make from the part of the tree that was underground? Would you ever take
the roots?
Yeah.
The trees?
Yeah. The roots?
Sassafras roots?
And make anything out of that?
Made some kind of tea for you to drink. Or certain things. They, and you know, the old niggers hadn't been many years that they hadn't been doing. They've been doing that.
What did they use it for?